All right.
That
well, we'll mostly focus on your story because I don't really
What's my story? Oh, this one. I think you'll like this one.
Yeah, this one. All right.
And you'll know why we didn't do it on the air.
Can't wait.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Awesome!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Good evening, and welcome to another Brian Noonan Show podcast.
Wow, I'm sorry, did we go back to Halloween?
Good
evening.
Is that
the count? Good evening, and welcome.
Wow. I just assume anyone listening is going to do it at evening time.
Really? And I always think we are the first thing people listen to when their eyes pop open in the morning.
Oh, man.
We're what gets you going. Maybe they look at their alarm clock, they turn on WGN Morning News to catch the weather. And then with Paul Conrad, and then they go, you know what? What do Brian and Cody have to say?
Hmm.
And they turn us on.
Indeed.
And then we turn them on.
Well, but it's better than the last thing you listen to at night, because then you'll just dream about the two of us all night.
But isn't that, listen, who doesn't want us romping through their subconscious in the middle of the night?
I barely want you romping through my conscience.
I want to be romping through everyone's head. I want my imprint to be on your mental state 24/7.
Is that because there are so many characters romping through our heads?
Yes. My head is so crowded right now that I think it's time that you feel my pain.
Oh.
So if I crowd your head, then you can empathize when you may be listening to the show or the podcast. You go, where does this come from? Why is he doing these voices? What's going on? Oh, I get it now. They have to get out. Or my head would explode. I'd look hydrocephalic. If I tried to keep all of the voices and characters inside, what?
How phallic would you sound?
Hydrocephalic.
Why are you sounding phallic?
Not phallic. Not like my junk is huge, which may or may not make the case.
You just said it was so phallic.
No, I said hydrocephalic.
So it's so phallic, it's
no, it
water?
It means my head. Hydrocephalus is where your head is giant. You've seen people with giant heads, like big bloated water balloon heads.
Like DK mode in GoldenEye.
Like, yes. Sure. Okay. Is that a game?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Also a James Bond movie.
I thought you were talking. I was like, no, he didn't just reference a James Bond movie.
I referenced a James Bond game.
Ah, all right. No, you know, it's the opposite of if you get Zika virus and you get a tiny pinhead. If you have hydrocephalus, is the giant big head where, like, you can't wear a hat because it just, even the biggest hat that you buy at Lids will just sit on top of your dome. It doesn't come down over your head.
You know, I just now learned what Zika virus does.
What?
From what you just said.
That it causes pinheads?
I didn't know what it did.
Yeah, it brains and heads shrink.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds uncomfortable.
It's horrifying. And now they're saying you shouldn't go to the Caribbean at all. If you may want to have a baby ever, don't go to the Caribbean. Don't go. And it's coming into the United States. And so now it's like, oh, my God, don't get a. Because they say a mosquito could bite you, Cody, with Zika, and perhaps, I know your girlfriend's mom is listening, but perhaps down the road, sometime in the future, perhaps after your nuptials, you two would be intimate, you could pass that virus on to her through your intimacy, not knowing that you were a carrier, not only of herpes, but of Zika. You have a lot of virus. You could passing viruses all over.
I'm sorry. What? Where did that?
I don't know. You could have any number of viruses. The point is you could pass Zika on just like you could pass anything else on.
Wow.
That's weird.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, now, and I'm going on a swamp tour in 2 weeks. I am.
Is that an innuendo?
No. I'm going. I wish it was. I'd like to get swampy.
Oh.
No, I'm going on an actual swamp tour in Louisiana. And I'm like, man, there's no place that screams mosquitoes more than a swamp tour.
Yeah, gross. Why would you go on a swamp tour?
Because I want to see gators.
Really?
Yes.
You want to see huge, dangerous animals
in their
element.
Yes. I don't want to pet them, but I want to see, like, yes, a throwback to the dinosaurs. In the promotional video for this particular charter group, they hold marshmallows or whatever out over the babies, whatever it is they hold out to tempt the gators, and the gators leap out of the water and grab these treats. And I'm like, have your camera ready. I cannot wait. I've always wanted to go on a swamp tour. Wow. Listen, ever since I saw Deliverance, I want to go see if that kid exists.
Oh, I haven't seen Deliverance.
That weird kid. No, I've... Because we go to Louisiana a lot, down in New Orleans,
right.
And it's all the swamps and stuff, and they have these tours, and I've always wanted to go on one of those airboats, you know, with the big propellers on the back.
Yes.
Through the Everglades. But that's more of a Florida thing. And you don't really get to see stuff. You're just experiencing the speed.
See, and I associate that with Apocalypse Now.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Apocalypse Now. Or there was a show back in the day. I think I want to say Gentle Ben. It's a long time ago where they lived in the Everglades or whatever. It could have been Flipper. I don't know. But yeah, so I want to do one of those, but I also want to go through the swamp tours where they go on these little low, very low to the water boats, slow, so you get to see what's out there. And I want to see like a feral pig and a gator, and I want to see them wrestle, and perhaps then as they're wrestling, realize that they're drawn to each other and have some unnatural act
that they're
while
mating?
I'm watching.
Yeah. You want to watch,
I
want to
see
a gator
and a feral pig mate.
Okay.
Yep, while I throw marshmallows at them.
Okay, just so we're clear, I'm glad that we have clarified exactly what you're looking
for. That's why I want to go. But now, even if I'm watching a feral pig and a gator get it on, I'm going to be panicked that a mosquito is going to give me some sort of Zika virus. And despite the fact that I will never bear children, and I don't think my wife is going to bear any more children, I will still be fearful that somewhere, somehow, a pinhead will come into our life.
How do we get on this subject?
My big head. Oh, the voice is in our heads.
The voice is in our heads.
They made our heads get big.
That's the theme of one of the promos I made for the show.
There is. That is. And it's a good promo.
For the program.
Somebody listened, somebody I know listened to the program for the first time last week.
Our program. Our radio
program. The over-the-air program on WGN Radio 720 from 6 to 9 p.m. Sunday evenings and whenever I choose to fill in.
Central time.
Central time, of course. And it's somebody I knew from... I haven't talked about this, I don't think, that I've been substitute teaching during the day.
You don't talk about that on the air.
I don't talk about that. But and not because I'm ashamed, it's just it hasn't come up. But anyway, I've been at one school a lot since November. And so somebody said, oh, I was in the car the other day for the first time, and I was like, oh, it's 6 o'clock. Brian's going to be on. I'm going to turn on the radio.
Someone you're teaching with?
Yeah, somebody I'm teaching
with. Oh,
great. And they said, oh, I turned it on. They go, you have a lot of stuff going on at the beginning of the show. And I was like, yeah. Is that? Do they tell you to do that? I go, no, we do whatever we want. Oh.
We do.
It was really good. I was like, oh, thank you. So.
Well, thank you for passing that along because I try to take credit for at least half of the success
of the show. Well, I give you all the credit for the production stuff
because
that's all you. And I, you know, even though we haven't had new stuff in a while, I do like it very much. I always compliment you and I always give you a lot of credit for that. Both on and off the air.
You do. You do an excellent job.
Because I agree. Listen, I know the contribution you make, so I'm done buttering up.
But we're podcasting.
We are podcasting
now,
which is exciting.
This is not the show.
No, this is a podcast.
That's being done right now.
Right. And then we post it sometime.
Web exclusive.
That's why we can do things that we don't do on the show. We could talk about a feral pig and a gator getting it on with a pinhead. We could do that. If we did that on the air, how angry would calls and texts be?
You are the most insensitive man. Why would you make a pinhead be with a pig and a gator?
You know, that's the kind of weirdness.
I never really know what people would be offended by. I mean, we had people complain. We had people complain because we offended Satanists last week.
Yes,
that's a new level.
When a Wiccan is upset because we said a Satan, Satanist.
Or we said that the star.
A pentagram.
The pentagram.
That Satanists had used pentagrams. And then a Wiccan or a pagan weighed in that she's very upset that we had associated them with Satanists. It's like, really? First of all, I don't think any other show is getting that sort of reaction from pagans. We must be number one with pagans.
We're
and
number
Satanists.
One with pagans.
And
in the Chicago area.
That all came about because you know someone who's an expert on some sort of dark arts.
Yeah, some sort of dark arts.
And then someone demanded that we interview that person.
The Gutter Bible? Oh, really?
Yes.
I can get the...
Interview Ra's al Ghul.
I can get the
No,
author,
that's from Batman, isn't it?
Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul?
I think is what it's...
Ra's al.
I never really got the pronunciation straight.
I didn't either.
Because you read it and then you're not sure. But Ra's al Ghul was a villain in the video in Batman Arkham City.
He's a video in the Christopher Nolan.
Dark Knight,
is it Dark Knight Rises? Yeah, the first one. Right. Yeah.
The one with
Ra's al Ghul, I think. Katie Holmes was in it.
Gross. Why?
I thought she looked good in that movie.
She's cute, but.
She's cute. She's not a good actress.
No, and she's not that.
They got rid of her. And then didn't she become Maggie Gyllenhaal in the second movie?
I don't know. Maggie Gyllenhaal, I like.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, there's something about her because she's not a conventional beauty.
Right.
But there's something about her. She was in that movie with Jeff Bridges where he was the washed up, drunken country, something heart. And she played this single mom who hooked up with Jeff Bridges' old broken-down country singer, Reckless Heart. And, man.
Have you seen Secretary?
I have.
That film.
I have.
That's all you need to see.
That's all you need
to see. I need to watch that again.
Why?
Because.
All right.
It's a great movie.
Cinema.
Because cinema, Brian.
It's cinema.
It's cinema.
Because cinema. I am now, listen, we have been, I've been debating now cinema because, one, I can't wait till May 5th because that's when
Captain America
Civil War comes out.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. But now I'm torn because Jungle Book opened last week, or this week, the live action. Live action, there's one live action actor, Mowgli, and then it's all CG. And I've heard wonderful things about it. But I don't know if I want to see it because the original Jungle Book, the 1967 animated Walt Disney classic, is like one of my favorite movies of all time. And Baloo the Bear is, I don't know, he's my guy.
Yeah.
We named our first dog Baloo. I love that character. I love bears. I love him. But Bill Murray is voicing Baloo in this movie, so that can't be bad. And all the reviews have been really good. So I'm torn. I don't know if I want to see it or not.
I mean, if you see it, it's not going to ruin the original. I saw the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie that Johnny Depp and Tim Burton did.
So weird.
All right, it's super weird, super dark. That didn't ruin the original movie for me.
Well,
I mean, I can still go back and I can still sing about Oompa Loompas and see Gene Wilder.
Of course.
Yeah. So I say go see it.
Let me ask you this: what do you get when you guzzle down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats. Why are you at getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that? I don't like the look of it. Oompa loompa doompa dee dee.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. I kind of want to see...
You stole fizzy lifting
drinks.
I kind of want to do us to do this now as a radio play.
I kind of want to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Donald Trump as Willy Wonka.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Loser.
You're a loser.
Mike TV, you're out. You're a loser.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Charlie.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
I have to make Slugworth great again.
He's ripe for parody. I'm just not good at it.
No.
But I think that would be a nice little mashup.
That might be nice.
Did you see the Christopher Lloyd Willy Wonka thing?
No.
Christopher Lloyd shot a trailer for College Humor that was like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory horror movie.
Really?
It's a two-minute
trailer.
No,
I have to look this up
now.
Oh,
my God. It came out a few years ago, and he's a super creepy Willy Wonka, and he's like the everlasting gobstopper. And he's really creepy and gross, and it's like girls getting stabbed and screaming and running around the factory. It looks great. It's really good.
When you watched the original with Gene Wilder for the first time, did Slugworth scare the hell out of you?
You know, I don't remember the first time I watched it very well. I don't think so.
Yeah, Slugworth
he scare
creepy.
You?
Yeah, dude. He's almost a Nazi. Cornering Charlie in an alley trying to get his golden ticket?
Yeah, but I had seen Indiana Jones around that time, so Nazis weren't as scary.
Oh, Nazis are always scary.
Because Harrison Ford beat him up.
Yeah. So an old man can beat up a Nazi?
Yeah.
All right.
What's there to be scared about? An old guy can beat up a Nazi? Why can't anybody?
That's a good point. If an old man can beat up a Nazi, why should you fear them?
But, thank you. I consider myself an expert on Nazi hypothetical combat.
Really?
Yeah.
This will excite you. You know, you're a big fan of Dr. Horror's non-linear movie sing-along song book.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Yes, I am.
My daughter is going to be in a live stage version of...
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Shut up.
Why would I? The podcast would be boring if I shut up.
Shut up.
Yes.
Who is she playing?
I can't remember. Some character in it.
Penny?
She's not Dr. Horrible.
Is she Penny?
Give me some other characters. I don't know.
Well, that's the only female character.
She might not be playing a female.
Is she groupie one or two?
No, she's not a groupie.
Is she Moist? The character.
Dude, come on.
The character.
It's my daughter. I'll come across it. I will come across this so fast, it'll look like a feral pig on a gator. I will mount you in a non-sexual way and snap your neck.
There's Dr. Horrible, Moist, Captain Hammer.
Captain Hammer.
She's not playing
I think she's playing Captain Hammer.
No, she's not.
I think so.
Really?
I think.
That would be a big
familiar.
Deal. Nathan Fillion played
it's
him.
It's a big deal because the director Yes, Captain Hammer. I'm sure she's playing. Yes, that's
that
who
is
she's
amazing.
Playing. Really.
Whenever I cosplay as Dr. Horrible at conventions, guys cosplaying as Captain Hammer walk up to me, and they always want a picture to do some pose, or they threaten me that they're going to beat me up or something.
Wow.
And it's always it's usually a little more genuine than
she
that.
She sent me the link. I have to watch it now.
Wait, she's did it already?
No, she sent me the link of the original with Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, you do need to watch
so
it.
So I need to watch
that. Oh, it's
that.
Great. It's and under an hour.
I know.
So
I'll watch it. Listen, I'm busy streaming things now. I'm binge-watching.
Wow, what are you binge-watching?
We're binge-watching Game of House of Cards. House of Cards. Not Game of House of Cards.
What?
Yes, it's a weird mashup. It's not even on Netflix. I'm just streaming it in my head. I close my eyes, and it's like a midget fighting a politician on a dragon in the Capitol.
Little
it's
person.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I say midget?
Mm-hmm.
I should have said dwarf.
Now all of our little persons and little person Satanists, they're especially offended.
The little person Satanists always right, because they're wearing those big cloven hoof boots. And they're first of all, their feet hurt,
mm-hmm.
so they're cranky.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hear us mock them, and they're like, that's it. That's it! I'm writing a letter!
Stop! We've never offended anyone on this program, and we're not going to start now.
All right, I apologize. If you are a little person Satanist, and I just offended you, call down your Dark Lord on me. I apologize.
Well, congratulations on the Captain Hammer role.
Thank you. I didn't do anything to earn it.
You did.
I instilled some sort of weirdness in her. Is
you
that what
invented
you're saying?
Your daughter, technically.
I
it's
did.
An invention
in
because
the lab.
No one had
I took
created...
my assistant into the lab and did a couple of
right,
weird experiments.
Exactly. Exactly.
God knows what happened.
No one else had invented her first.
That's
so
true.
You invented.
Yeah. Pat pending.
Right? There
right,
you go.
There you go. I have, yeah, listen, I should tell her that.
I'm telling
she
you.
She owes me a little something.
I'm telling you. So this podcast, you had a story that you said you wanted to share
just, yes.
with me that was only appropriate for a web-exclusive podcast on WGNRadio.com.
Because as I looked at the story and read the name of the product that is featured prominently in the story, I thought, it's okay. We could say it technically on the air.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Sunday night, it's bound to offend somebody. This way, they have to search it out to be offended.
Okay.
Which will be fun.
Is it Morning Head?
Oh, what is Morning Head?
Morning Head is a product that was pitched on Shark Tank. And it's kind of like a shower cap, kind of. But you, in the morning, let's say you took a shower the night before.
Right.
In the morning, you run it under the sink or something for a second. You put it in your head and you kind of squish it a few times.
Yeah.
And your hair is clean.
Oh, nice.
And then you can do your hair so you don't have to shower in the morning.
Ah.
Seemed like a genius idea.
I like it.
And they call it Morning Head because, of course, like that will
sure.
get,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
get
it
all its press.
Everybody's
going to
be giggling about it.
So, yeah, I don't know if it got funded or not, and I haven't purchased any of it, but it seemed like a cool idea.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I shower all the time at night,
I
and
like
then in
the
morning.
Do you really?
Well, let's say I work out, on
right.
a, which won't happen ever, but
let's say you did.
I worked out on like a Wednesday after work or did yoga or something, and then I got home. And, yeah, I'll shower. I'm not going to want to shower 12 hours later, and yet I have to.
I would never not shower in the morning. Even if your scenario played out and I came home from the gym and I showered, I would still want to shower before I went to work.
I would want to, but I'm not a morning person.
I'm
just so not a morning person.
I never was. I still am not because I'm up at 4:30.
You get up at 4:30 and you go to the gym.
I know. I get up at 4:30. I go to the gym. I'm home from the gym, let's say, 6:15. I lay back down for 20 minutes, and then I get up and shower and get ready to go to work.
Okay.
But I have to, even if I wasn't, I have to, it wakes me up to shower in the morning. And I like to go to work feeling clean.
Yeah.
I don't like that night, because listen, I get night terrors. I'm soaked in sweat and fluids and fear.
Yeah.
And self-loathing when I wake up. So I need to shower all that off and start new, start fresh.
Wow.
That's what I do.
What are you sleeping in?
A bed, like most, you know, people.
Humans.
Yeah, most humans sleep in a bed.
Because vampires sleep standing up, usually.
They're sleeping in a coffin.
Some of them sleep in coffins.
Where do you get this standing up thing? I've never heard such a thing.
Magus from Chrono Trigger.
I don't know if those are even words. Why? No, they might not be words. They might just be...
Yeah, that was it.
Who's Magus?
Magus from Chrono Trigger. Or Janus, depending on which time period you're in. But in 600 AD, he goes by Magus.
Really?
But in the Ice Age, he goes by Janus.
And does he sleep standing up because back then they didn't have beds?
You know, I'm not sure. And also, I'm not sure if he's a vampire. But he has white hair and a cape. So you do the math.
He could be a White Walker.
No.
From House of Game of Thrones.
From House of Game of
Thrones. House of Game of Cards.
A White Walker? Which house is that?
House of Game of Card Thrones.
Is that House Left or House Right?
It could be House Congress. House Senate, Conservative.
House Conservative. Okay,
House Democrat.
Yeah. So many houses.
A lot of houses.
Anyway, what's this? So it's not Morning Head.
It's not Morning Head. It's Liquid Ass.
Liquid Ass?
Liquid Ass.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. A man was arrested over the weekend for allegedly using bottled flatulence to stink up a bar in downtown Athens, Georgia. You know where Athens, Georgia, University of Georgia down there, REM came from Athens, Georgia.
I did not know any of those things.
Really?
What do I know about Georgia?
Athens, Georgia. It's like a big hipster community.
Here's what I know about Georgia.
Yeah.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta is a nice city.
It's literally all I know about Georgia.
Really?
Hotlanta.
Macon, Georgia?
I've never been to Hotlanta.
Hotlanta is a great city. I love Hotlanta.
I've heard it's great.
It is a great city.
I know two people there, so I could visit.
Marietta, Georgia, home of the Big Chicken. I'm always fascinated by that.
Really?
I've been to visit the Big Chicken. Macon, Georgia. I've spent some time in Macon. Macon, not so hot. Macon.
What are they making?
Nothing. Hmm. That's Augusta, Georgia. I've been there, home of the Butler National. James Brown.
So you palled around Georgia and you're touring this.
Sure. When I was doing comedy, I was in Georgia quite a bit. I enjoyed Georgia.
And they find things funny there?
If you tell it slowly. Sure. Tell it slow. Look,
all our little person Satanist listeners in Georgia are now offended.
They didn't understand it because I said it too fast.
Oh, right. Okay. All
right. It blew right by them.
That makes everything better.
It blew right by them and right over their heads as they leapt in their cloven hoof boots to try to catch it. Hey, help us. Because that's what they sound like when they're leaping.
I picked up on that. I wasn't sure how to respond exactly.
But, I used to love me some Georgia.
Well, that's because
in Augusta, I found the greatest little dive oyster bar. Horrible, crazy place, Reinhardt's. It was a dump, but the food was phenomenal. Plus, they had Waffle Houses on both sides of the interstate. So if you were driving, it didn't matter if you were driving east or west, north or south, there was a Waffle House on every corner.
Well, wouldn't they just have the off-ramp go into a bridge?
What do you mean?
Like an oasis.
Oh, no.
Where it doesn't matter which side
you're...
No,
you don't do that.
No.
These are regular... No. These are regular just off-ramps in the city, you know, just like we have here in the city. You don't have oasises here in the city.
You have the Des Plaines Oasis?
That's outside. That's in Des Plaines. You also have the Lincoln Oasis almost in Indiana.
No. That's pretty much in the city. It's pretty much in the city.
All I'm saying is
Chicago Board of Trade goes over Congress. That's like an oasis in that it's a building that goes over a highway. Not the Board of Trade.
That's
the old
other post
one.
Office. I was going to say, do you even live here?
You know, I don't drive.
The old post office.
I don't drive.
No, you don't drive. No, I understand what you're saying, but no, that's it'd be too much.
What if they turn the post office into an oasis?
Well, because you still have to. You're getting off onto a major street, so you want people to be able to go. If I need to go east on, you know, Congress or west on Congress or whatever, say you're getting off the Kennedy at North Avenue. You know, you want to be able to go east or west on North Avenue. Just like down in Augusta, you wanted to be able to go north or south on this main highway. You can't have an oasis. You got to have off-ramps. So every off-ramp had a Waffle House. Or each side of the interstate had a Waffle House. It was fantastic.
I do love Waffle Houses.
I like Waffle House. And that's where I almost killed myself trying to get a hot Krispy Kreme donut.
How did you accomplish that?
Because I crossed 8 lanes of traffic. Because as I was almost perpendicular or parallel, whatever, even with the Krispy Kreme.
Those are different things.
I know. we'll go with even with. The hot light came on. So I went... Across
hot light.
The Hot Donuts Now light came on.
Oh.
Boom, Hot Donuts Now. And I saw it, and I went across the 4 lanes I was in and the 4 lanes of opposing traffic and leapt into the parking lot.
Wow.
Yep,
That's impressive.
A hot donut, and I got it.
The only time I've swerved across 4 lanes of traffic was after I'd met a really hot girl at a bar, and she said, let's go grab food, and she swerved onto an off-ramp to get away from me. Pretty sure.
Oh.
It was weird. But
Did you chase her?
Yeah, I chased her. We got to the Taco Bell parking lot, ate in her car.
Police were called?
She showed me a bunch of pictures of her modeling career and then left. And I didn't care.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Chicks, what are you doing?
Women, am I right?
Women, am I right?
Oh, good morning.
She's probably shopping right now because that's what they be.
That's what they be doing.
That's what they be.
Not understanding sports and shopping.
No, women be shopping.
Women
and
be
not
shopping.
Sportsing. And women not, don't be sportsing.
No, they don't be sports and they don't understand.
And now we have offended all little sportsing women in Alabama who worship Satan.
Georgia.
That's the same thing.
Alabama.
Alabama Georgia. And Georgia are the same thing.
The whole South is
They're the
same.
Exact same thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Carolinas are actually pretty distinctly different.
Not now. Not with the bathroom laws and everything else that are going
but
on.
But North
down
Carolina's
there.
Evil in that way, and South Carolina doesn't really care, do they?
Yeah, now they're jumping on the bandwagon. They're going to try to pass one, too. Plus, South Carolina was the one that wanted to keep flying the Confederate flag over the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I've been to South Carolina, too, a bunch of times. Charleston, South Carolina, beautiful place.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I've been to
Columbia, the capital of South Carolina, very, very nice city.
I spent spring break at Clemson 1 year.
It's very nice.
Because my friend went there.
I was with a girl from Clemson once. She had the tiger paw tattooed.
Right oh, there. Yeah?
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Done telling that story. That was bad, a long time ago. But sometimes you remember things from a long
time. Did she have any
ago.
Liquid ass on her?
She didn't. She had an ass on her, but it was not liquid. It was very
solid.
Substantive. So a man was arrested over there. Upon arriving at the bar, about 1:40, police saw, quote, several patrons of Whiskey Bent leaving quickly while making comments about how bad it stunk in the bar, according to the report. Bar patrons pointed out a 20-year-old, Blake Leland Zengo.
Zengo?
Blake Leland Zengo.
I am the Zengo. The great Zengo.
I am the great Zengo. I can clear a bar in 5 seconds. There's no way you can do that, Zengo. Oh, yes? Behold, my liquid ass.
When he deployed the liquid ass, did he shout, Presto Zengo?
Because
that's the only thing that will make this story perfect.
Let's find out. When police found Zengo in the bar's patio area, he claimed not to know what was going on and said he didn't spray anything.
The patio area? So he wasn't even inside?
Well, he didn't stay inside after he sprayed liquid ass. Even he knew it stunk too bad.
But
he had to go outside.
But if it's his ass, then won't he like the smell?
It's not his ass. It's a can of store-bought ass.
You can buy that at the store.
It's liquid ass. I'm not lying to you.
It's a product.
It's a product. That's why I said
I
it's a
they
product.
Just, I thought he just called
no.
it that. And he had. How do you even.
He was described as
that?
Being very inebriated and slurring his words. Police searched the resident. They found in his pants pocket a spray bottle of liquid ass, which appeared to have worked as advertised. Here's what the website says about liquid ass.
Is this like liquidass.com?
I don't
if
know,
I Google that at the station, will I get fired?
I don't know.
Is HR going to be called?
No, we'll blame Nick. This is the computer he usually uses.
Oh, I love it.
Once unleashed, this power-packed, super-concentrated liquid begins to evaporate, filling the air with a genuine foul butt-crack smell with hints of dead animal and fresh poo. The funny pranks you can pull with liquid ass are unlimited. Watching the facial grimaces of people and hearing their comments about the part-your-hair-gagging stench will leave you laughing till it hurts. Are you looking at it now?
Yeah, there's a YouTube video on the main page, and the title of the video is History Will Remember the Inventor of Liquid Ass.
I believe that to be true. He was charged with disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and underage consumption of alcohol. And a 21-year-old woman who alleged that Zengo sprayed her in the face declined to press charges. Bond of $1,500. What does it cost to buy some liquid ass?
There's ass in a crack syringe.
Ass in a crack syringe, you mean?
Yeah, a syringe.
And where do you put... Oh, that's if you want to, like, pump it into some...
This syringe kit will get your liquid ass into places that no ass has ever been.
Ooh.
Wow.
Like under the washer's door?
The combination of the flexible and hard tubing will give you complete control of your next assing. It says assing.
That's my description of myself.
Wow. Squirt gum-like stream. This is horrifying.
We must buy some of that.
The syringe is $12.85.
The syringe? Where did you learn to pronounce syringe? From a guy who's seen syringes.
Oh, I have syringe? Many. I love syringe.
A syringe? A syringe? It's like sarin gas? A syringe?
They have a 50% off sale. You can get a liquid
Hold
ass.
Hold on. Really?
Four-pack for $25.75.
A four-pack. How much liquid ass do you get in one?
I don't know.
If we got a four-pack, that'd be enough for us to split. and, you know, go on and wreak havoc all up and down the...
Oh, and here's a turd and ass combo. That's what it's called.
What is that?
This is
what do
vile.
I get for that? I
this
know,
is the most
horrifying.
Vile podcast.
That's why
ever
I
done.
Told. That's why I told you we could do it here. We couldn't do it over the air.
This is so one fake premium dog poop, medium
I don't want
size.
That.
What's a fake? What's a premium dog?
Where
poop?
It looks real, as opposed to just bad plastic.
As opposed
your regular
to like crappy,
bad plastic poo,
crappy looking.
Sure, that you'd get some at some five and dime, some trick shop.
Our fake dog poop with a little ass smell will bring our poop to the next level. This is
wow.
awful.
I don't know, man. There's some people I wouldn't mind squirting a little liquid ass in their desk. Let them just go, ugh. As a guy who can't smell it.
Yeah, this so is very unfair
I
for you.
I haven't smelt it, but I will dealt it.
This website, man, I don't know. This power-packed, super-concentrated mist instantly fills the air with a genuine puke smell that will be sure to have your victims, get ready for this, ready to blow chunks. We're back in the mid-90s,
and
early
we're also,
90s.
And we're also back to being like 12-year-old boys.
This is bar fume. It's an overwhelm. They're all. It's a funny prank product. I'll
right.
be the judge of that.
Well,
don't tell me how funny
it's
it is.
A prank product. Well, I don't know how funny it's funny to listen. Don't you remember? Maybe you weren't this guy, but do you remember as a teenage boy, farts are hilarious.
I don't.
And you know, walking. But did you ever see Knocked Up? The movie with Seth Rogen.
No.
Okay. He lived with a bunch of dudes, and they would always fart on each other till they got pink eye because they were farting on each other's pillows and fecal matter got on there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I still occasionally will find humor in a good fart. Not constantly, not, but every once in a while, a good, well-played rip is funny.
Mm.
I know. I'm an idiot. I'm not judging. You should judge. I judge myself.
I'm sure I do, too, but this product is horrifying.
Oh, yeah, this is a public menace.
Yeah.
That being said, order me two of those four packs.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to order you a bunch of glitter.
Will you order me a syringe?
I'm going to order you a glitter bomb. How's that?
Oh, don't order me a glitter bomb.
You know what those are, right?
Yeah, that's when you open it and it just explodes glitter
everywhere.
There's
glitter everywhere.
That's, you know, if I want that, I'll go to a strip joint. Come home. How do you explain that to your significant other when you come home all covered in glitter from a night out with the boys? Where have you been? Oh, we were, how do we, yeah, we were
how many,
fairy dust.
All right, how many people in a relationship are going to a strip joint?
I think a lot.
Why?
Because guys are guys.
Yeah, but, all right, I guess I'm biased because I find my girlfriend really hot.
Doesn't matter.
But, yeah, it does.
No, I don't think so.
Why am I going to pay to get teased by a hot girl when
I never
live
understood
with
the
one?
Concept of I never understood the concept of strip joints.
I think they're kind of depressing.
That's exactly. I always said the same thing. Now, occasionally, back in the day when I was on the road, the other comics or the staff would go, "Hey, we're going to take you to a strip joint." Okay, and we always got in for free. So, but still, you're in for free, and it's still depressing.
And very expensive.
Very expensive.
I mean, strip joints, you don't get out of there for less than.
Well, it depends. If you buy into the, I'm going to get dances, I'm going to do this and that, you can sit somewhere in there and not spend a lot of money.
It's hard to resist a basically naked girl walk up to you, sit on your lap, be all friendly with you, and then not feel like you got to give them something.
Mm.
It is hard.
It is what?
Maybe it's just my.
Because I am hard, you will not like me.
Maybe it's my Midwestern sensibilities, but I'm not
you
good.
You feel guilty?
I'm not good at resist, or maybe it's my Catholic guilt. I don't know. I'm not good at resisting sales pitches.
Well, when I was Peoria used to be the hotbed of strip joinery when I would work down there.
Really?
Big Al's in Peoria, famous. But back in the day,
I don't like Peoria.
I know you got a thing.
I don't care for Peoria.
I enjoy Peoria. It's
I
the
judge.
Jewel of the Midwest.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It is not a jewel.
I don't like Pekin, which is just across the river
it's
from
pecan.
Peoria.
It's pecan. Well, now who's pronouncing things wrong?
No.
Pecan,
it's not pecan.
Brian.
It's Pekin. and here's you want to hear something really offensive? Maybe I shouldn't even say this. No, just Google what their high school mascot used to be back in the day.
Probably a pie. Probably
no,
a pecan pie.
No, it wasn't a pecan pie. It was a slur for Asian people.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's not appropriate.
It's horrifying, much like the town. And I don't know. I haven't been in Pecan for a long time, but I had a near-death experience there.
Was it trying to get to a Krispy Kreme?
No, no. This was my life was threatened by inbreds with baseball bats.
Yep. Oh.
Oh, sure. I've led a colorful life. Yeah. I've had experiences that a lot of people haven't had. And, yeah. Because I had the audacity to hobnob with an African-American gentleman.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
How could you in Peoria?
Well, no, this was in Pekin.
How could you in Pekin?
I obviously couldn't, according to these four rednecks with bats who came to the door.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Threatened to beat us to death.
Good.
It was fun.
It's great.
Yeah.
God bless America.
God bless America. What were you saying? Oh, so... So anyway, I'm working in Peoria, and Thursday night, doing the show, and there's a table full of ladies there, like a bachelorette party or something. So we talk. Well, they leave, and then the staff is like, all right, let's go to Big Al's. My buddies were in town, so all right, we'll go down to Big Al's. And they always let us in because we're the comics. It's so dumb. Hey, how are you? We're the comics.
Really?
And you'd be surprised how many places you could get in. In small towns, because you go, oh, we're the comics working at the club over there. Oh, yeah, big shots. They thought we were big shots.
I was going to say, this wouldn't work if I went to VIP downtown.
If you go to Rocket and go, hey, we're the comics. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But in Peoria, it holds a little sway.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out some of the women who were at that bachelor party were entertainers at Big Al's. So now I've got clout because I'm, you know, the guy they just watched on stage. And they were off that night, but then we were back another night, and they were working. They used our table as cover because they have to go out and do, like, all the dancers go out and try to sell private dances.
Right.
And these girls hated it. So they, because we were there and they knew us and we were, quote unquote, safe because we were the comics. So they used our table as cover during this whole thing. They came over and just, like, would talk to us, like regular people to us. And then go back to their stripper reality. It was crazy. But even then, I was not, you know.
Strip clubs are bizarre.
Strip clubs are
first time
horrifying.
I went to one, it felt surreal.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're in another universe.
Yes. Because you can't. The lighting is weird. And the, you know, how much Motley Crue can you hear coming at you at a million decibels? Boom, and there's strobe lights and there's things. And then there's women in impossibly high shoes, naked, spinning around and hanging from poles and doing these. Like, some of them are doing this crazy pole work where they're like gymnasts,
mm-hmm.
you know, the strength that they must have to come out. It's parallel from the ground.
Mm-hmm. And they got some good, they're in good shape. You know, I went to a strip club one year at Gen Con.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of weirdos in costumes sitting in the audience.
No, everybody's like handing out these, you know, little flyer coupon
things come
like in Vegas, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, you come to the strip club, Gen Con specials, you know, get a dollar off a.
See an actual woman.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty full and very weird. And some of the girls, you could tell, kind of try to embrace this half nerd thing. Like one would be wearing a Mario hat or something. And then do the strip or whatever. But they have like a Batman, you know, peel off tattoo or something somewhere. Oh, the bat logo. Look, I'm extra sexy now. I was in there for about 10 minutes and it was so weird. I had to leave. I couldn't handle it.
We had. I was working in Rapid City, South Dakota with this guy who was a weirdo. And I made the mistake of riding with him. We drove together because it was a tour of like some one-nighters and then three nights in Rapid City. And the whole ride up to Rapid City, all he could talk about was this strip joint. Gotta go to this strip joint. This one, oh, I've been there. It's great. Imagine a movie where like a fish out of water guy walks into a biker's strip bar. That's what it was for me in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Did the record stop? It was like you walk in.
There's actually a record and the needle pulled out. Pulled all the way across, and there was everybody. It was this little tiny place. And the stage wasn't elevated. It was up off the ground, but it was only like 2 or 3 feet off the ground. So you were sitting right there, and everybody was on top of the stage. It was the scariest place. I guess. Isn't this the greatest? I'm like, no. That woman has one leg, and she's got no teeth, and she's wearing an eye patch. And yeah, but they get right up on you. Yeah, and you can watch the germs just like float out of her onto me in like a fog of disease.
Oh, God.
It was horrifying. Horrifying.
They always smell real good, though.
I don't know.
Oh, man. I took a, you know, Uber's got the ride share now, right?
Oh, like Uber Pool or something?
Yeah, Uber Pool. Okay. Uber Pool. So any ride anywhere in the city ends up costing you less than $5.
Oh, wow.
It's dirt cheap, but you got to wait 20 minutes sometimes for them to reroute. But it's fine. I wasn't in a hurry last night, and I took an Uber Pool home. And the guy picked up this girl, recent DePaul graduate, and she gets in the cab right downtown, right like a block from Tribune Tower. And
I look like she's there. Huh?
Right? And she smelled amazing.
Really?
And I think I told her, too. I was really drunk. Because my girlfriend's out of town. I was at my friend's party, and then...
Wink, wink.
Yeah, I was at my friend's party, and then I just get this Uber Pool home. And man, did this girl smell good. She wasn't even my type, but she smelled great. Yeah. It was the best.
And how does a strange woman react when you tell her she smells good?
Who knows? I don't know. I come off as very non-threatening.
I know, but that seems like a statement that would make people go, ooh.
She was wasted. I was
wasted. Oh, was she? Yes.
I didn't even know if I said
it. What do you think
if
there's a hookup? Like a Uber Pool hookup. You think that ever happens?
I bet. Because I was thinking about it. We spent
you were thinking about hooking up?
Nope, not that one. No. We actually spent the ride.
Attention, Cody's girlfriend's mom. This is all theater of the mind.
She had she talked about how she had just ditched her boyfriend, who she's not really into.
Who is?
But he's in her group of friends, and now she's worried that if she breaks up, then all her friends will be mad at her, and then it'll be awkward. And so I told her to stop being such a neurotic psychopath and just shut your mouth and break up with him like a real woman. I didn't say that.
Wow.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been great. You just break bad at her
in
the Uber Pool.
Seriously. You worthless human!
I can't believe you! You're a poor excuse for a woman.
The female won't break up with the man.
Now, mount me here in this stranger's vehicle. What? How dare you?
The driver was totally into it. He was totally egging her on.
Was he really?
Yeah, I think he was trying to get us to hook up. I think it was just like a matchmaking thing.
I wonder if Uber drivers ever hook up with their passengers.
Oh, I'm sure.
You think?
I have seen, I'm on this app called Yik Yak. You ever heard of it?
Oh, I've heard of it. Like, I can't. Yeah,
you anonymously post messages,
right.
Basically, and
it
kind of groups you essentially by the biggest school that you're close to.
Okay.
So my Yik Yak herd is DePaul students,
right.
Pretty much. So, but I'm on Yik Yak, and two or three times I've seen people post and say, "Where can I hook up with an Uber driver?" There's girls that are into this, or probably guys too. I don't know.
Wow.
It's some weird fantasy, like, oh, yeah, pick me up, and then on the way we stop somewhere and have fun in your Uber.
And I used to think Uber was preferable to cabs, and I'm starting to rethink my theory. Not on price, but based on some of the recent misbehaviors of Uber drivers.
That's so bizarre, though, because you rate every ride.
I know, but somehow these guys are slipping through the cracks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not breaking bad on it yet. I haven't. I've got to update my app because when I'm in LA, I might have to use Uber to get around because my daughter and I are driving out there.
Oh, right, right.
And then she'll be using the car so she can go to work. I'm staying for a couple of days to see people. And I'm like, well, I'll probably have to Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never Ubered. Oh, no, I take that. Did I? No. Because I took cabs in New Orleans. So I'm going to have to Uber. For the first time.
Pretty convenient.
It sounds like it, but I don't know.
Well, to tie a bow on our poop and stripper podcast.
Yeah, this is web exclusive. And this is the one that's going to get so... This is the one that management's finally going to listen to, and they're going to go, what the hell are you two talking about?
Yeah, this...
What's going on?
You know I have to call this the poop and stripper podcast.
The poop and stripper podcast.
I don't have any options.
Or feral pig and gator.
Yeah.
Which is another great morning show from Mississippi.
Is it now?
Yep.
I
I didn't get it. I can say it now. I don't think management would be mad. I sent in my tape to audition as Feral Pig.
Oh, did you? No.
Yeah, some other guy got it.
Oh. Did they already have Gator cast?
Gator was already... Gator was in place.
Because you didn't tell me about
this. No. Because Gator was a holdover. Gator had been there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They weren't... The original Feral Pig, there was legal troubles,
mm-hmm.
Let's say.
Well, before the show, it was Wombat and the Gator.
Wombat and the Gator.
And then Wombat retired.
Right. Then Feral Pig took over.
Mm-hmm.
And Feral Pig and the Gator were doing pretty well. They were actually syndicated in like 12 markets throughout the South.
Mm-hmm.
But it was weird because they were syndicated in all different formats, like rhythmic AC, country, AC, and then classic rock in like four.
Wow.
So it was weird. I didn't understand it. But Feral Pig and Gator had a falling out after Feral Pig got in a little trouble. With the law.
Really?
Yes. This was in Birmingham.
Hmm.
And so there was a post on All Access looking for, hey, are you an outgoing character? Can you co-host? Are you willing? Do you love being out in the public? Can you get involved in a station activity? All that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Send a tape and demo, or a demo and a resume. And so I did, and I actually had a couple interviews. I had to do a character voice kind of thing.
Did the squeal.
Yeah, and it came down to me, a guy, and a really big woman.
Really?
Yeah. And it was the other guy because he was more Southern.
Yeah.
I had a little too much. They said I had a little too much Northern sensibility, which I took as I knew how to read. And so I did not get the gig.
Again, I apologize to our Southern little person, illiterate. What was the other qualifier?
Women.
Who else was it? Women.
There were women.
Basically.
Pinheads.
That have small heads.
And actually nature, because we had the abomination of a feral pig mounting a gator.
We apologize to nature. And
apologize to nature.
I have one final strip club anecdote.
Please.
When else am I going to get the chance to share strip club anecdotes?
Feral pig gator pooping stripper podcast.
On the radio when I worked in Des Moines, there was a commercial for Big Earl's Gold Mine, which is a strip club. But the way the guy said the name, he would always be like, come on down to Big Earl's Gold Mine. And it sounded like he was saying big girls.
Big girls, yeah.
And I was like, why would anyone ever go to that place? Right.
There's guys who like that.
I know. Why would I ever go to that place? And I didn't, and I wouldn't, and I didn't.
Maybe you need to be dominated by a big girl.
That is the most.
Like 6'7", 240.
Judge your question. I question your judgment is
I'm
what
just
I meant
saying.
To
Maybe
say.
She's a power lifter.
That's not my
just
type.
A big,
not my type.
Big WWE diva, China looking woman.
China is
big
fine.
Wrestling.
God,
put you in a headlock.
I'll
submission
say,
hold.
I think Ronda Rousey's attractive.
Yeah. I think women who are in good shape are really, even there was a tiny little, I was at the gym yesterday morning. And there was a tiny, by tiny, I mean like 5'2".
So not a little person, per se,
taller than a little person, but shorter than an average-sized woman,
mm-hmm.
but buff. Like, not where you'd like, oh, is that a dude or not? No, but like ripped and toned, and I was like, oh, man. And she was wearing the spandex shorts that creep up when she does her things.
You're getting a little too excited
about it. Not that I was looking at
it
or anything, but I was, oh, man. So I lifted a couple extra, and I blew out a disc.
Oh.
Because I was trying to impress her. Look at me! Man. These are 20s! Yeah! What do you think of that? 20s!
If I had a dollar for every time I blew up a disc looking at a girl, I'd...
I try not to look too much at people in the gym. I treat the gym as if I were in San Quentin in the yard. You know? Because basically, my gym is really rough.
What do you mean rough? Not nice?
Rough customers.
Oh.
Yeah, and not really nice. Hmm. And so I don't, I treat going to the gym like I was going to the penitentiary. I don't make a lot of eye contact. I don't engage in conversation other than to ask this one giant dude where he got his hair cut. Because
really?
Yeah, I needed a new barber, and it's hard to find people that do good flat tops and crew cuts.
And did he think that was weird?
No, he was very accommodating. He couldn't wait to tell me about his barbershop. He told me about two. And he was a big, not like bodybuilder like your brother where he's all cut, but this guy looked like a Russian weightlifter guy, like just huge.
Oh, like Rusev.
And a giant belly and these huge arms and stuff. Big Dave is his name.
Nice.
Big Dave. And I think he works somehow in some capacity for the Chicago Police Department.
Whoa.
Yeah, so now I know Big Dave from the Police Department.
Now you got an in.
Who has a giant flaming skull tattoo on his bicep.
Is it Ghost Rider?
It's not Ghost Rider.
Just some flaming skull.
Just some crazy flaming skull. And I'm like, dude, that is crazy.
There are worse tattoos to get.
Of course there are.
Such as liquid ass.
I'm...
I was trying to bring it back around.
You know, last week we tried to get Ice Mountain to be part of the show, be part of the podcast because we're so thirsty.
No, I know where you're going with
this. We don't want... All right,
I do not want to be sponsored by liquid ass.
Listen, the station has taken all sorts of advertising for wonderful products, so why not?
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I like doing other things because then we'd be beholden to make.
I don't
want to
be beholden to liquid ass. Is that a sentence we ever listen? You boys are beholden to liquid ass. I don't want to be beholden to liquid ass.
You know they produce that stuff in Georgia. Or Alabama. Of course they do. Or wherever we were talking about.
Somewhere. It's just the regular air down there. They just bottle it up.
Yeah. I'm used to, even though we're close to Wisconsin, I'm not that used to dairy air.
Good boy.
Oh, there's a good stopping point.
Well, thank you for enjoying the podcast. Well, no. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
I was gonna
say. We hope you enjoy it. In case this is your first podcast, they're not all like this.
They're never like this.
They're never. I saw that story yesterday, and it made me laugh. Because I just see some drunk idiot with a bottle of liquid ass go, this is going to be great. And and fast forward to you being in jail. It's so dumb.
I've never been a prank guy.
Me either.
I don't like pranks.
I don't like pranks. I don't like surprises.
I had surprises.
I had to yell at that engineer last week who snuck
up
on us.
Oh, yeah. That
was... And then I didn't try to do it today. I was walking. I had to go in and ask him something. And so he was in there, and I was outside the door, and I said his name to, let him know I was coming. But me saying his name from a distance frightened him as well. And he goes, well, see, now we're even. And I was like, okay. He goes, I scared you last week, and now you scared me. And I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't trying to scare you. I tried to give you a warning.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He's young. How could he not hear you coming?
Because I'm stealthy, like a cat.
You're not stealthy.
El gato.
You're not. Well.
I am. I'm stealthy. My wife walks like she's carrying a refrigerator all the time. I love her, but she is not fleet of foot.
Our old
neighbors. My daughter is that way, too.
No, my old neighbors, two girls lived above me, and one of them would just stomp
right
around.
It's like, how are you, what are you doing?
Yeah, and her roommate told her, she was like, I could totally walk lighter, and she's like, you can't walk lighter.
Yes, you
it's
can.
Like, yeah, you can.
You don't have to stomp around like a pachyderm.
Yeah, you don't strike the ground with your
right.
heel. You walk gingerly.
Well, and I'm wearing soft-soled shoes on carpet. Of course I can approach without, I'm not wearing corduroys, so you don't hear as I walk up the hall. My thighs don't rub together anymore.
Right.
So I'm very stealthy.
Yeah.
Plus I do that, what's that where you jump from wall to wall? Hut, hut, hit.
Parkour.
I do parkour.
I will say you are stealthy when you enter the station through the window. I have noticed that. I will give you that.
I'm like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Ha-ha! Suddenly I arrive. Whoop. Or I'm like the Silver Surfer because there's no. I come right through the windows of the showcase studio. I just stand on the sidewalk and I'm in.
I was wondering what that was.
That's me.
Yeah, it's weird. Every time I look across the street at the apartment building next door or whatever, a lot of really angry looks from those people.
When you're
jumping in the windows.
Hello, ha ha ha.
So you gotta respect their privacy,
Do I have to?
With great power comes great responsibility.
That's right, and I'm responsible for checking them out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. Listen to the regular show as well. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's Brian Noonan Show. It's producer Cody.
Yeah.
So do all that. Listen to Cody's podcast, Work-Life Balance.
Game-Life Balance.
Game-Life Balance. All right. Game-Life Balance.
Very close.
I tried. Listen, I'm happy that I tried to give you a plug. Game-Life Balance.
I'm happy with it.
Get that on WGN Plus. There's other good podcasts on there. Let's give Craig's.
You've binge challenged. Both you and I have been guests
separately.
We've
been on that, so that's why we give Craig a shout out on this program. Why not?
Everybody, we're really promoting ourselves.
We love to promote everybody.
Vicariously.
It's a team. We all like. Oh, come on!
Team spirit.
No, it smells like liquid ass
spirit. Smells like liquid ass spirit. I'm gonna stop it there.
Thank you.